Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Norman Abraham Pfeiffer was posthumously awarded the Member of the Order of Australia, AM, 2026 for his contribution to the building and construction industry and to the Jewish community. Today, we reflect on his professional life, community service, and the values that helped shape his work. Norman Pfeiffer spent his career in the Building and Construction Centre. His professional knowledge also informed his long-standing involvement with the Melbourne Hebrew Congregation, where he played an important role in maintaining the historic synagogue on St Kilda Road. Quentin Miller, president of the congregation, recalls Norman's connection to the building and its history.
Yeah, Norman was honoured as part of the Australia Day honours, receiving the Member of the Order of Australia for his huge contribution to the building and construction industry. I really only knew Norman in the context of the community bit because of his role with the Melbourne Hebrew Congregation. Losing Norman leaves a huge gap for us in terms of the knowledge of the actual construction of the building. But we moved to the building as it is now on the corner of St Kilda Road and Toorak Road in 1930. Norman served with incredible dedication and dignity, and he took great pride in the heritage and the history of the Melbourne Hebrew Congregation.
Norman's understanding of construction meant he was closely involved in caring for the fabric of the synagogue, ensuring the building was preserved for future generations. For his widow, Debbie Pfeiffer, the Australia Day Honours recognition reflects a lifetime commitment to service, even as the timing of the award made the moment a difficult one.
He just really thought it was important to give back. Of course, I'm so sad that he wasn't here to celebrate on Monday, but at least he knew that he was getting something. He deserved to know that people thought highly of him, and thank God he found out before he passed. That's all I can say, really.
Debbie says Norman's involvement in the Jewish community was grounded in a strong sense of identity and responsibility rather than a desire for recognition.
He was a very proud Jewish person, and it meant a lot to him to be involved in his community. I think it's great to be involved in your community, and I'm certainly trying to begin to follow in his very big footsteps.
The Melbourne Hebrew Congregation, founded in 1841, is one of Australia's oldest Jewish institutions. Quentin Miller says Norman understood the importance of maintaining that legacy.
Norman served with incredible dedication and dignity, and he took great pride in the heritage and the history of the Melbourne Hebrew Congregation, which is a 185-year-old institution, having been formed in 1841.
Even in later years, Norman remained closely connected to his community and family. His contribution is remembered not only through formal recognition, but through the institutions he supported and the people he influenced. Norman Pfeiffer is remembered as a professional who applied his skills in service of community and as someone who valued continuity, responsibility and care. His daughter Davina sums up Norman's lifelong service to the community.
I think he really valued giving his time, and that's how he spent his life.
Our thanks to Debbie Pfeiffer and Quentin Miller for sharing their reflections. I'm Marielle Olensky, and this episode is being produced by myself, along with Bertrand Tangandame for SBS Hebrew, to mark a special tribute to the late Norman Pfeiffer.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.